Wednesday, June 29th, and this is a reading from Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. In her notebook, too, Diary Entry 948, St. Faustina writes, February 13th, 1937. Today, during the Passion Service, I saw Jesus being tortured and crowned with thorns and holding a reed in his hand. Jesus was silent as the soldiers were bustling about, vying with each other and torturing him. Jesus said nothing, but just looked at me, and in that gaze I felt his pain, so terrible that we have not the faintest idea of how much he suffered for us before he was crucified. My soul was filled with pain and longing. In my soul I felt great hatred for sin, and even the smallest infidelity on my part seemed to me like a huge mountain for which I must expiate my mortification and penance. When I see Jesus tormented, my heart is torn in pieces, and I think, what will become of sinners if they do not take advantage of the passion of Jesus? In his passion, I see a whole sea of mercy. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your suffering. For in this one act, you took human suffering into your glorious soul and redeemed it. I can't even begin to understand how you endured that, Lord. But you did it for me and for all the sinners in the world. And I thank you for that. Give me the grace, Lord, to embrace all that I suffer and to unite it with your redeeming suffering and passion for my sins and for the sins of the whole world. And Lord, help me today to love you more and to trust you more, to know your will for me in my life and the path you've established, to love my neighbor as you love me, and to forgive my neighbor as you forgive me. And Lord, to help spread the good news of your divine mercy. And I ask this all in your precious name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.